This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at tryzona.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this hour. Drinking coffee could lead to a longer life, according to scientists. And a press report has it that taking fish oil in pregnancy may reduce a child's risk of diabetes. But the advice they give is precisely bass-ackwards. But first, let's take some phone calls. 877-726-TALK is our number. We've got Doug on the line from Kentucky. Hi, Douglas. Hi there.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, sir. I have been under treatment for clinical depression, major depressive disorder, and medications, the antidepressant medications, have not been very effective, and I was wondering what you might suggest is nutrition or supplements that might augment the medications or substitute.
That's a wonderful question. And, you know, depression is actually one of the things that I see most commonly in my practice. And, you know, it may be colored with other issues like fibromyalgia, bodily aches and pains, fatigue, but often depression is a central feature of what patients come to see me about. And
yes, sir.
Medications, you know, can be effective, but the vast majority of studies suggest that major depression is challenging. It's super challenging. And the drugs can, you know, sometimes ameliorate the symptoms, take the edge off the symptoms. But you really need to take an intelligent medicine approach to depression, which involves looking at some of the other natural modalities at our disposal. So first of all, the new insight into the nature of depression is that depression is an inflammatory disorder of the brain. And this is more and more research is suggesting that that's the case. Now, where does the inflammation come from? Well, it comes from your body. If your body's inflamed, if you're carrying extra body fat, toxic fat that releases certain cytokines that cause your joints to ache, your brain is not going to function optimally. Instead of lighting up like a 150-watt light bulb, it's going to light up like a 40-watt light bulb. There's less energy production in the brain, and that causes mood alterations. And when you're fueling your brain predominantly on sugar and carbohydrates, that also has an impact on the metabolism of the neurons, the brain cells. So switching to a lower carbohydrate diet, losing excess body fat, this is always beneficial. Also using natural anti-inflammatories. There are studies that suggest that curcumin, which we use for joint pain, is actually helpful for depression. We've interviewed, you know, several guests in our program who note that when you apply curcumin, even if a person comes in for arthritis, they say, well, they feel better mood-wise and mentally. And studies have shown that depression responds to anti-inflammatories like curcumin and fish oil, and that can make a difference. And then there's specific vitamins that may have an impact on brain chemistry. Many patients who come to see me are low in B vitamins. They may have undiagnosed deficiencies of vitamin B6 or vitamin B12, and they need more of those nutrients. And you know, when it comes to diet, there's a pro-inflammatory diet, you know, which would consist of lots and lots of sugar and lots of refined carbohydrates. and a diet that's rich in fruits, fresh fruits and vegetables, and low in the glycemic index. That would be, you know, really beneficial for depressed patients. Unfortunately, many depressed patients can't get out of their vicious cycle of despondency and lassitude, and it's hard for them to, you know, get real excited about, yeah, I'm going to eat a great diet. They need a lot of support and a lot of encouragement to begin the journey towards recovery. But there's a recovery path, and it may take, you know, 6, 12, 18 months or a couple of years, but progress is steady and gradual. Also, it's real important, especially in guys, to check their testosterone and DHEA, because low testosterone invariably accompanies depression. And sometimes giving a man testosterone replacement or some DHEA, which is even easier, that's available over the counter, you can buy it, can help with mood. And then, of course, we have to check for undiagnosed thyroid problems. Many times they'll allow your thyroid to go way south before applying some natural thyroid support, which would be beneficial. So among things that help for depression, SAMe is also good. SAMe in some studies has been shown to be very helpful for depression. Rhodiola, which is an herb from Siberia, very helpful in some studies for treatment of depression. There's actually a book about that called The Rhodiola Miracle. Because studies
how is it spelled?
It's spelled R-H-O. D I O, yeah, R H O D I O L A, rhodiola, and rhodiola is a ginseng-like herb. But you know, many of these adaptogenic herbs like ginseng, maca, rhodiola, these can have ashwagandha. These can have mood-enhancing, mood-supporting effects because they combat the effects of stress, and clearly, a depressed state is a state of constant stress and usually high levels of cortisol, which is a stress hormone. So if all this sounds very complicated, you know, sometimes, there's a lot on the internet about natural treatment for depression. It's just a question of culling the information, not feeling overwhelmed, and perhaps seeking some guidance from a nutritionally oriented professional who can, you know, take some logical steps with you and not overwhelm you with the information. When it comes to major depression, there is one innovative therapy that's kind of like a magic bullet therapy. We did an interview on that subject a few months ago. And it's intravenous ketamine. Now, some people say, oh, ketamine, that sounds like a street drug. Well, it is. People abuse ketamine. They get prescriptions for ketamine, and it's sold on the street as something called Special K. But we don't want you to snort it. We want you to go to a facility where they treat people with major depression. And what ketamine does is it does sort of a reboot on the brain. And a treatment or two can be very helpful. I think they're exploring some of these modalities at the VA hospitals because the VA hospitals see a lot of vets who are tired, depressed, eating poor diets, perhaps, you know, with histories of substance abuse. And there's a lot of depression that's just not responding to the standard medication. So they're beginning to explore innovative techniques. And that's so I want to encourage you. I know it's hard to be hopeful when you've been suffering from major depression, but this is an avenue that you really need to look into because it could really ultimately transform your life. And no, there's not an instantaneous fix, but a gradual process of diet change, the right supplements, could make a big difference for you. And I've seen it, you know, again and again. I mean, my 30-plus year career in medicine has convinced me that these measures are an essential adjunct to the treatment of depression. It's not so simple as to take a pill and all of a sudden you're in bliss. It doesn't work that way. All right? So I appreciate very much your call because you teed me off on a very important subject. And all the best to you. All right. This is a headline from a major British tabloid. Taking fish oil in pregnancy may reduce a child's risk of diabetes by improving their response to insulin. So far, so good. This is based on experimentation in animals that shows that pregnant rats given fish oil, it improved their offspring's sensitivity to insulin and reduced their chance of becoming metabolic syndrome or going on to type 2 diabetes, even when fed the wrong diets. However, And this is the part where they've got it bass-ackwards. Researchers advise pregnant women to eat oily fish rather than take supplements. Why? This is because their findings from the rat study are unconfirmed in humans, but also that past research on rats shows that out-of-date fish oil has detrimental effects on pregnant rats. Okay, so what they're saying here is because they used extra rancid fish oil and fed it to rats, that suggests that you shouldn't go out and buy fish oil pills because they're going to be rancid, and therefore you should eat a lot of oily fish. The problem with that is that many oily fish are loaded with pollutants like mercury and PCBs. Salmon, less mercury than tuna, but often loaded with PCBs, particularly farm-raised salmon. So they're steering women precisely the wrong direction, and that's because they succumb to all that anti-supplement propaganda that suggests that the marketplace is the Wild West, and you don't know what you're getting. But when you're getting a high-quality fish oil from a company like Carlson that has a reputation of many decades, they were around when I first began practicing, they have a reputation to defend, and they test each batch of fish oil very carefully for levels of harmful chemicals and heavy metals, and you can be sure that those fish oil capsules are, they're dated, they're not rancid, and they're subject to quality control, and you can consume as much fish oil as you want without risking consuming harmful chemicals and heavy metals as you would with a diet rich in oily fish, which they suggest. So messaging by the media is often way, way off. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You can call us 877-726-TALK is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or tryzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-TALK is our number. Let's hear now from Danny in Long Island, New York. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman.
How you doing? Pretty hot day, isn't it? Right?
Well, it's murder out here in Long Island.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty hot.
I'm out here.
Yeah. Oh, you too. Okay.
Yeah, probably not far from you. Okay, so what's going on?
I've just gone through a heart procedure. I had ablation done.
Yeah. Okay, so for our listeners, you had some kind of heart arrhythmia, probably atrial fibrillation, and your heart got zapped to restore the natural rhythm. Did it work?
Yeah, so far. I mean, the reason I'm calling is that they've got me on, you know, I was drug-free all my life. You know, I was similar to you in my athletic pursuits. And,
yeah.
You know, that's been, you know, I'm still doing what I can do, but I'm having some problems. But fatigue is one big problem. But yeah. I was wondering, I'm taking, you know, Sotatol, Lanazepril and Metoprolol. And I'm just wondering, with things like N-acetylcysteine or acetyl-L-carnitine, turmeric or coumarin, would they help with any kind of possible liver problems I might have? Or would they cause, would they have a tendency to cause liver problems?
Okay, so the answer is no, they don't cause liver problems. In fact, N-acetylcysteine helps with liver problems. The drugs you're taking, you kind of set them fast, but they, you know, drugs have two or really three basic ways of being eliminated by the body. One is via the stool, but that's not usually the way they're eliminated. Mostly they're eliminated and detoxified through the liver or the kidneys. And the drugs that you mentioned don't seem to put a big burden on the liver. Do you have liver problems? Have you been told of fatty liver or elevated liver function tests?
No, I've always been thin all my life, you know, and my weight's always been under, you know, control. No.
Yeah, well, it shouldn't affect your liver function, these medications. I mean, sometimes people, you know, go to the health food store and they say, well, they ask the same question. They say, well, I'm on a bunch of drugs and I'm concerned that they're going to affect my liver. So the person behind the counter says, oh, take some milk thistle, which contains silymarin. You know, that's like a liver cleansing thing, detoxifying. But the problem with milk thistle is precisely the way that it seems to protect the liver. It speeds the metabolism of the drugs, so the drugs are less efficacious. So you don't want to be doing stuff like that. But N-acetylcysteine, perfectly fine. It is a liver protectant thing. It's an antioxidant. Acetyl L-carnitine is good for the brain. So I don't see any problems with that. I mean, are you on a blood thinner, presumably, after an ablation?
I'm on Coumadin.
You're on Coumadin? Yeah, so you got to watch the high-dose vitamin K. But, you know, I don't think you're necessarily going to have liver problems. You know, look, you may need a bit of some kind of tune-up nutritionally or otherwise because the medications you're taking are slowing you down. And also, I think just the deprivation of exercise, if you feel like you're sidelined, that may be causing you to experience a little bit of lethargy. You know, ultimately, you know, it's so prevalent to have these kinds of issues, and you can get back in the fast lane. Just have to be a little more careful. Don't go into the red zone with your exercise. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for your call, and all the best to you. Let me tell you about extra virgin olive oil. You know, I love extra virgin olive oil on my food. I just use some to marinate some chicken that I'm going to grill later today. I use it in salad dressings. Olive oil is a perishable food, yet supermarket olive oils can sit on the shelf for many months or even years while the flavors grow dull, flat, and even stale. And some of them are actually fraudulent. They're counterfeits of extra virgin olive oil. You don't know what you're getting. My favorite olive oil is crafted by artisans and sent to me direct from the latest harvest, courtesy of T.J. Robinson, who's the olive oil hunter. You've heard him here on the show. And he has a special offer for my audience. You can try a bottle of his finest harvest fresh olive oil. It's normally $39 a bottle for just $1 with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. And that's no understatement. It is my favorite olive oil. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Check out this generous trial offer. Get your $39 bottle for just $1 with no obligation to buy anything else. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This traffic report from the bloodstream brought to you by Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Well, that inbound blood flow is really slowing down now due to plaque from cholesterol, but help's on the way from Kyolic. More than 750 peer-reviewed research studies indicate that Kyolic not only keeps circulation moving smoothly, it also helps improve a number of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is made from 100% organically grown garlic, is completely odorless, and won't upset your stomach. With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Look for Kyolic at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Help keep your system stay humming along with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and you can call us 877-726-TALK is our number. That's 877-726-8255. And this item, this is really encouraging to me personally, because while I've given up caffeinated coffee, I guzzle decaf. In fact, I got some warm decaf sitting right here in front of me as I broadcast. And you might say, what's the point? You know, because it's all about the caffeine. The caffeine stimulates you. But that's precisely why I don't drink caffeinated coffee, because I love the taste of coffee. And if I drank as much as I wanted, I'd be totally wired. You know, I'd be completely off the wall. And I'm not one of these people who usually has a lot of trouble sleeping after I have coffee. Although sometimes I suspect in restaurants, they're not too careful about whether they give you decaf or coffee. And I've had some restless nights after eating out. Perhaps it was the wine, perhaps it was the coffee. But my big problem is that when I drink coffee, it's hard to maintain steady state levels of caffeine. And I don't get the headaches, but I get intense body aches from caffeine withdrawal. Very bad body aches. So I decided to give it up. And yeah, maybe I'm kidding myself, because after all, there is some caffeine in, even in the most carefully made decaf. And no, I'm not drinking chemicalized decaf, because it's made with methylene chloride, which is used in the dry cleaning business. It's expensive, but I go for water processed decaf. But this article says that drinking coffee could lead to a longer life, and it's not about the caffeine. They actually parse this, because some people say, well, it's the caffeine. Something about caffeine, I don't know, stimulates your brain, and that's good. Or it helps with metabolism. The caffeine burns off fat. Maybe that makes you more less likely to develop diabetes. But drinking coffee was associated with a lower risk of death due to heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes, and kidney disease. Persons who consumed a cup of coffee a day were 12% less likely to die compared to those who didn't drink coffee. Well, you know, they might say, wow, 12%. Yeah, but on a given day, what's your likelihood of dying? So 12% is a little bit, but they say the association is even stronger for those who drank 2 to 3 cups a day. That's an 18% reduced chance of death. As I said, lower risk of death due to heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes, respiratory, and kidney disease. Good stuff, published in the July 11th issue of Annals of Internal Medicine. And why is it that whether it's caffeinated or decaffeinated, the coffee is good for you? Well, coffee contains a lot of antioxidants and phenolic compounds, such as those found in wine, in chocolate, in tea, and they're present in coffee. So coffee turns out to be a health beverage, caffeic acid among them. These are compounds that play an important role in cancer prevention. So, you know, it's a concentrate of a fruit. You know, just like wine, and just like chocolate, and indeed there may be health benefits, especially when it comes to chronic liver disease and liver cancer. Previous research has found a reduction in the risk of liver cancer, and what that leads us to is, did you ever hear this thing called the coffee enema? Okay, well, it sounds kind of unsavory, right? A lot of people think, oh, that's weird. But it was actually a proven method up until the mid-20th century. Nurses would administer it to patients who were suffering from liver disease because it is a way of promoting the flow of bile from the liver, and it has a what is called a chloretic effect. It actually gets rid of excess bile, which tends to cause liver congestion, and it's an old naturopathic remedy. It was utilized by my late colleague, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, in treating cancer patients. And so it's, you know, taking it via the oral route, you're going to get some of the benefits. Of course, a more direct route, take it via enema. Yeah, okay, that's one way to do it. But you, according to the study, you don't need the caffeine. The caffeine is just a knock-on effect that gives you a little more alertness, mental acuity, which some people tolerate. Some people are okay with it. I'm not against caffeinated coffee in moderation for those who tolerate it. I personally do not. All right, 877-726-TALK is our number. And this item, a rather disconcerting item. You know, we were talking earlier about the recommendation to eat a lot of fish when you're pregnant. You know, don't take those supplements. You can't trust those supplements. They're rancid. No, just eat a lot of fish. Well, what do you get when you eat fish? Well, I like to eat salmon. And one of my favorite places to visit is the West Coast, Vancouver, Seattle, where they get their salmon from pristine sources in Puget Sound. Beautiful Puget Sound. It's one of the garden spots of America. Beautiful boating, beautiful islands. It's a paradise. But there's trouble in paradise because Puget Sound salmon are on drugs, according to a study. Prozac, Advil, Benadryl, Lipitor, even cocaine. These drugs and dozens of others were showing up in the tissues of juvenile Chinook salmon, researchers have found. There were cocktails of 81 drugs and personal care products. The levels detected were among the highest in the nation. The medicine chest of common drugs also include Flonase, Aleve, Tylenol, Paxil, Valium. I felt really calm after eating that salmon the other night. Was it the omega-3 fatty acids? No, perhaps it was the Valium. Or maybe it was the Zoloft. Tagamet, OxyContin. I feel no pain after that salmon dinner. Little nicotine and caffeine? Why not? Some Darvon, fungicides, antiseptics, anticoagulants. Throw in a little Cipro and some other antibiotics. So, curiously, the researchers are not concerned about the effects on humans. They say that the concentrations are relatively low, but there's 97,000 pounds of drugs and chemicals that enter the Puget Sound every year, according to estimates. And their worry is that it'll affect the fish. Fish on Valium and Zoloft, it may affect their behavior. It may affect their sexual maturation, development. It may cause them problems. It may render the economically valuable salmon a rare or extinct species if they don't curb this pollution problem. So, you know, because to show you, you avoid those supplements. By the way, the supplements are very carefully checked for levels of pollution, at least the ones that we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine made by companies like Carlson. You know, maybe you go to the bargain basement discount places and, you know, get 300 fish oil pills for $9.99. Okay, maybe they're not as careful in checking for levels of pollution and adhering to rules about rancidity. All right, this item has to do with a bit of a fad. The fad is eating the placenta after giving birth. Have you heard about this? This actually is not new, because I remember that a couple that I took care of in the 1980s, early in my days of practice, part of the way of being hip and holistic was thought to be right after mom delivers, you get the placenta and you throw it in a pan, saute it lightly, maybe with a little garlic, olive oil, and eat it. That was thought to be first restorative to the mother and a good thing to do. Well, here's a new way, without muss or fuss, of getting placenta after you deliver. And this came up as a report in a medical journal. A baby was born healthy and went out with complications in September, but then its health began to deteriorate rapidly. Doctors scrambled to uncover the cause of the infant's respiratory distress, even had to transfer the baby to the neonatal intensive care unit. They began a series of tests, and those tests revealed a deadly blood infection known as late-onset group B strep agalactiae bacteremia. It's a rare infection, very serious, successfully treated in this case with an 11-day course of antibiotics. But after returning home, the baby contracted a second infection and was rushed to another hospital. And it was there the doctors did a little detective work and discovered the cause of the recurring infection was the mother's own placenta. The woman had been ingesting her placenta for weeks, but no, she didn't take her afterbirth and throw it in a cast iron pan and saute it. Instead, she registered with a company that specializes in processing and encapsulating mother's placentas. You can get your placenta back as placenta pills. The only problem was that these dehydrated, encapsulated placenta, ground up placenta, wasn't sterile. And while she was taking the placenta pills, the woman was also breastfeeding, which transferred the infection from mother to child. So, once the woman stopped, her child was given a new round of antibiotics, recovered, never to get yet another infection. And this was once a fringe practice, but they say that consuming one's placenta has become really very fashionable lately, after it was promoted by birthing blogs and such celebrities as January Jones and Kim Kardashian, who tout the practice as a way to keep the postpartum blues away. And they also say they claim it increases milk production, improves mood and energy, and offers nutritional fortitude. But the problem, and they examine the pills being consumed by the mother, is that they were full of GBS, the very self-same bacteria that were making her kid sick. And they say that it has a virulence factor that allows it to easily slip through the digestive lining and into the bloodstream and then across the blood-brain barrier and across into the breast tissue, where they can then be transmitted to the baby in the form of breast milk. So, you know, whoa, what a medical saga and very interesting detective story. They nailed it, but who knew that this practice was out there? Celebrated by all kinds of very, very media-savvy people who don't know a thing about medical science. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic.
Kyolic curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And, you know, I just realized something during your break, that we have four sponsors on this program who will help you deal with your high blood pressure. There's Carlson Fish Oil. There's MyFavoriteOliveOil.com, the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club, and there's Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, and then, of course, there's the Zona Plus, which is a natural way to lower your blood pressure. You know, you can't ignore high blood pressure. You know, it's not holistic to say, I've got high blood pressure, but I don't want to take medication. Fine. Ignore high blood pressure, and you'll develop heart problems, kidney problems, brain problems, you might get a stroke. So it might not happen right away, but, you know, 2, 5, 10 years hence, you're going to be in some serious trouble. So if you want to avoid medication, you got to explore natural modalities. Starts with diet and exercise, but the Zona Plus is a great adjunct to a natural approach to controlling your blood pressure. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. And we've set up a way for you as a listener to Intelligent Medicine to try it at a discount. The company's offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. And I'm really excited about this new natural medical innovation. I've seen it work for patients, and listeners have given me positive feedback. The Zona Plus at tryzona.com. Okay. If you're 85, please don't try to climb Mount Everest. Don't even think about it. Because last month, Nepalese climber Min Bahadur Sherchan appears to have died in his attempt to climb Mount Everest. He is a Nepalese gentleman, an experienced mountaineer, who in fact, in May 2008, at age 76, became the oldest climber to reach the top. But his record was broken, and you're going to find this really demoralizing, you folks out there. His record was broken by an 80-year-old Japanese climber, Yishiro Miura, in 2013. So this guy decided, I'm going to show that 80-year-old, I'm going to climb Mount Everest. And he trained for months before the attempt, but he ultimately succumbed during the climb. He leaves behind 17 grandchildren and 6 great-grandchildren. And sounds like he went out the way he would have liked to. All right, this item. A diet rich in tomatoes turns out to cut the risk of skin cancer by half in research performed on mice. Now, again, is this relevant to humans? We've cured a lot of conditions in mice and rats, but ultimately they sometimes don't pan out in humans, but it's intriguing. Daily tomato consumption cut the development of skin cancer tumors by half in a mouse study at Ohio State University. And the theory behind that is that dietary carotenoids like lycopene may protect skin against UV light damage. It makes sense because these are powerful antioxidants that reside in the skin cells. And However, they said when comparing lycopene administered from a whole food or a synthesized supplement, tomatoes appear more effective in preventing the redness after UV exposure. suggesting that other compounds in tomatoes may be at play. So this is when, you know, we isolate specific compounds, we think they're helpful, but sometimes it's the whole plant and nothing but the plant that is essential for the beneficial effects. And a new study suggests that glutamine, L-glutamine oral powder, can be helpful for reducing the symptoms of sickle cell anemia. So fascinating use of a natural supplement in a condition that can be very, very dangerous. All right, thanks very much for joining us. Make sure that you take advantage of all our other resources. Go to drhoffman.com, download the podcast, subscribe to our newsletter, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for joining us. Have yourselves a great weekend.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our Intelligent Medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the Intelligent Medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.